Eric, how are you?
I'm doing great today. How about you?
Not too bad.
Welcome, Tony. Welcome, Presley Pop. Welcome, Hugh Ballin, Lucky Irish, Sarah.
Welcome, everybody.
Now, it's Tuesday, September 21st, 2021, and happy 14th birthday to my niece Morgan today.
Yeah, buddy. Welcome, everybody. Welcome, Lucky Irish. Good to see you. Prescott Bob. Hello, Sarah. Tony. Is that Tuttles or is that Cubella?
That's Cubella. Hopefully Tuttles is on his way.
Good morning. Good morning. Grammy's on her way. She'll be here shortly.
Uh-huh. And I think we're going to be missing Bina Joe today. Hi, Tron Cat Meow.
Tron Cat, good to see you.
London, welcome.
Welcome, everybody, to the Old Man's Podcast Show with Dina, Joe, and Eric, coming to you live from across the United States, all the way from Georgia to Vancouver, Washington, with a little stop in Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
It's good to see everybody. Welcome, everybody. Kind of a sober morning this morning. Dina, Joe, mm-hmm. and I'll be with us. Her partner, Lewis, tragically lost his mom yesterday. So they're going to have to, they're going to be dealing with that tragedy. So we're going to, you know, try to struggle through here.
And Grammy's in the room now.
Grammy's in the room, yeah. That's a hard thing. That's a hard thing, losing your mom. A lot of us have lost our moms, and it's a hard thing. So all our prayers and thoughts going out to Dina Jo and her family today in dealing with this tragic loss of a loved one. Excuse me. Getting all choked up here. Call in, Grammy. Anyway, there's Tuttles. It is, like Eric said, the 21st of September. It's, it's another day. Another day. Life does not stop. Life keeps going. Life keeps moving on. So there she is. There's Grammy. Yep, she's trying to call in. Tuttles, good to see you, buddy. Grammy. Hello, Grammy.
Hello.
It's good to see you. Thanks for getting up.
Oh, yeah.
I had to go in there and poke the bear, get the bear up.
Yes, you did.
Man, you were sleeping hard. You were sleeping hard.
Oh, yeah. You know, when different things affect me differently.
Yeah, I know. And I know. Yep. Got a few messages from Dina Jo this morning, and she's doing as well as she can be. So is Lewis.
Good.
So just keep them in your prayers. If you pray for them. If you're a person that likes to give out good thoughts and wishes, do that. Just keep them in there. Keep them in your heart and your mind.
Definitely.
Dina Jo will be back. When she be back? Go ahead, Eric.
Well, I don't know if anybody's also been following this. Our Podbean friend Milk Dog. If anybody saw it on Instagram, you know he is hospitalized. So please keep Milk Dog in your thoughts and prayers.
Okay.
I don't know what he's sick with, but hopefully it's nothing too serious. But hopefully he'll be well enough to leave the hospital soon.
Hi, Nana B.
That's
PBGs, yep. Keep them in your prayers, yep.
Yeah.
You know, that's just it. You know, life moves on. You know, life just keeps moving. I was thinking about this yesterday, and I was thinking, you know, it's easy to go, life is evil, life is, you know, bad, you know, and this and that. But you know what? Life is neither evil or bad. Life just moves on. You know, life is mm-hmm. life just moves on.
Oh,
you know, it's not going to be a bad day. It's not going to be a good day. Life
Hello
is just
to you,
life,
baby.
And it just moves on. So, and that's what we got to do. You know, we got to deal with the things that come our way and do the best that we can. Do the best we can. Move forward. Terrible things. But let's just grab a hold of the bull by the horns and move on. And like I said, Dina Jo will come back when she's got everything worked out and she's ready to come back. So
there you go.
Love and prayers go towards her. Hi, Jay, baby. Good to see you.
Welcome, everyone. Of course, you know, Grammy's just getting up, so she's going to be kind of slow.
We were just saying, Jay, baby, that Lewis's mom passed away yesterday.
Hi, Dr. Love.
So there's Dina Jo will be away for however long she needs to be away from the show. So that's what you missed.
And then Mike Tempe is going to temporarily suspend the Boundary Series until Dina Jo's ready to come back.
All righty. Good. Good. Hi, Dr. Love. That's good to see you.
Glad to hear that.
Yeah, it was kind of late last night, so the word didn't get out very much. So, hey, Steptoe. Good to see you, buddy. Good to
see you. Hey, Dr. Love.
Yeah, buddy.
Welcome.
I like
these are names I haven't
seen
before.
Dark Horse.
Whoa, these are some unique names.
Yeah, these are followers that have been on the show for a while, Grammy.
I know.
Been out there and doing Grammy stuff.
Yeah, yes, I have, and I'm staring at some of it now that I need to finish up.
Yeah, she's making. I don't think it's a secret. I don't think it's a secret, is it? What you've been working on? The person receiving it knows it's coming, don't they?
Not that I'm aware
of. Okay, well, I better not say anything then. But she has been working on some projects. And as you know, Grammy is a... I just want to say that you are an expert. You are an expert on...
I'm just learning.
On doing crochet knitting.
Knitting is stuff. Schooling. Oh, yeah.
I mean, crafts. It'd just be great.
It's craft. And it's crafts called crafts.
Stuff. Crafts. Yeah. And this. Thank you, Jay, baby. Yeah.
I know, and they're probably jealous. And if they get too close on you, you can sting them with his little stinger.
Yeah, I've got the very first bee that Grammy made, Jay baby. She I get some of the, you know, when she's first trying out and making a pattern and getting ready to do stuff, you know, she'll do it and then she won't like the first one, you know. She goes, I could do this better.
Yay.
And it's like, well, what are you going to do with it? Well, I'm going to just take it all apart and start going, no, give it to me. So I've got her first bee in here, you know. It's a little off. It looks like it's been through the dryer a couple of times, but it's good.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh,
can you hear me talking, baby? Can you hear me talking?
I can, but not everyone else can, evidently. Oh, there you are.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Yeah, but you're hearing me through the. Are you hearing me through the house or what? Can you hear me, Eric?
I can hear you,
Eric. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we hear you.
Oh, okay. It said, yes. Oh, JBB's telling me I'm disappearing. Maybe it's your. Is it me or is it you, JBB? I don't know.
Hi, Jess. Know. Good to
Hello,
see you.
Hello, Jess. Yes.
Well, see, now I don't know. You're in and out. I hear Grammy fine. Oh, okay. I don't know.
Well, that's all right. That's the way we like it.
Well,
let's go for it. Let's go for it.
Okay. All right. Yeah, you guys just go ahead. Yes. No, Jess, Lewis's mother passed away yesterday, last night. So
yeah, very suddenly.
She's gone. Yeah. Yes, very, very suddenly. So she's not in the show for that. Yeah, I don't know what is going
Prescott,
on.
Prescott, Bob, hello.
I don't know what is going on with my sound stuff. I don't know what's going on. I'm in and out. I don't know.
Oh, it's okay. Just be quiet.
Hey,
we'll do it.
I'll just let you and Eric talk. Hi, Jill.
Hi, Ralph.
Hello,
hey, Ralph. How you doing? Yes, all our condolences going towards Dina Jo this morning.
Yes.
Thank you.
Kaja.
Hello, Ralph.
Ooh, Ralph.
Oh my gosh.
Mr. Ralph. Mr. Ralph. Yeah.
Mr. Ralph.
I didn't My get into goodness. Ralph's show this morning.
Mr. Hobo chilling. Jill.
If you're up early, if you're up early, you know, like if you're up and there's a like an hour, hour and a half to go before our show starts, if you're looking for something to listen to, tune into the Ralph William podcast. He's got some good podcasts going and he's very informative and he's got some great stuff. I mean, great information, a lot of clips, a lot of good information out there. Very informative. Ralph does his research, so make sure you check out his show. And I got to tell you, Ralph, I love your sound effects. I want to steal that guy going, coffee, got the fresh coffee here. Coffee, who wants coffee? Who wants coffee? I want to steal that so bad from you. I really do.
Right?
I do. I really do. I want to throw it in here because, you know, we're always talking about our show. It's like, you know, you come in, grab a cup of coffee, sit down and
just hey, join
and talk, you know. Oh, he's going to send it to me. Ralph, you're the champ, man. You're the champ. Because that is just hilarious. You had me rolling in here the other morning when I was listening to you, then, and that took off. Because you started it, and you have the little sound. He has the sound of the coffee pouring in a cup. You know? And then there's this little guy coming out, and he goes, hey, who wants some coffee? Made some fresh coffee here. You want some coffee? It's so hilarious.
Goodness. I'll have to get up early. I'm surprised
that
he grabbed
me up in the morning. I was laughing. So that was that was a lot of fun. A lot of fun.
Yeah.
And you can also find Ralph and you can find Ralph's podcast and ours on the WESN Epic Strategies Network. If you haven't downloaded that app yet, you should download that app to your phone because it's real easy to do. You know, really easy to do. And then you can listen to what shows are coming up, listen to the shows that you want. He's got a bunch of different talents on that show, so you can listen to it. He's got a lot of music, a lot of good stuff. And then if you don't have the app, you can always go to the website and pull up the website and look and see the schedule. He's got the schedule posted, and you can see what day and who's coming on when and that kind of stuff. We're fortunate to be a part of that group, and we really like Ralph extending that invitation to us. And you can catch the replay of our daily show, 11 in the morning Pacific time, on the WESN Epic Strategies Network. And we have a special show we do on Sundays. We have a special show that we do on Sundays at 7 a.m. Sunday mornings where we reach back into the archives and we're pulling up. And right now we're going through the top 10 most downloaded all-time shows of our podcast. And I think we did number 6 last Saturday. We did 6. And we got a few more of those to do. But a lot of fun there. A lot of fun there. And I got to be honest with you. I mean, Ralph, you're the one that got me inspired to do some of these, not voiceovers, but these little promo things. I started playing with my sound software that I have on my computer. And so I started playing and, you know, adding music and voice and that kind of stuff and goofing around with it. And I'll tell you what, that's a lot of fun. Oh, is that me or is that you, Eric? Or who's popping?
Oh, I was standing up. Okay. So I know that my microphone might have moved a little bit.
All right. Didn't know if it was me or not.
Could have been you.
I was sitting on my bed and I'm just standing up to walk.
Okay. All right. I didn't know if I was losing the signal or not. Speaking of sound, I was doing some reading on sound this morning. And because this one guy I was reading, he was asking the question.
Welcome, RTM Alex. Goes, welcome, the only crazy.
How is it possible that we can have like Steptoe? Steptoe's in England, right? He's in England. And how is it possible that I can be speaking into a mic right now and he's basically hearing me at the same time as I'm speaking, but yet he's in England? And so the question, the person was just asking the question, how is that possible? How does the sound get from me to him? The Matrix, exactly. And so, you know, they started some talking and technical on that. And then, as we all know, sound is nothing more than vibrations in the air. That's all it is. All it is vibrations. And our ears pick up those vibrations. And that's we're able to hear. You know, our bodies are amazing things. One, our eyes are picking up the electromagnetic spectrum wavelengths of a certain bandwidth, and we're able to see that. That's why we're able to see colors and all that stuff. But then in our ears are able to pick up vibrations in the air that we call sound. It's just amazing. It's just amazing what we are capable of doing, you know. Yeah, just spanky. I don't see colors. I see people. Yeah. Welcome, Podbean. I understand what you're saying. But that's not what I'm talking about. You see reds and you see greens and blues and all. Those are all different wavelengths of the electromagnetic wavelength. That's all different wavelengths. So we're able to take our voice travels this what? 2-3 inches out of my mouth into a mic's converted into an electric signal, which in turn travels at the speed of light. And how fast is the speed of light? 186,000 miles per second. Okay. And able to travel. And then when it hits to whatever Steptoe's listening to it on, it converts that electronic signal back into a sound signal, back into an air vibration. Boom, boom. And it's just amazing. Science is amazing. You know, I can't, I can hear cat deterrence really annoying. What? One thing I can't get my head around. I can hear cat deterrence really annoying. I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about. Crazy. But anyway, isn't that amazing? That's amazing. It's just amazing to me. Sound travels at about 600-700 miles per hour. That's how fast sound travels. Sound travels between 600-700 miles per hour. So when you hear a sonic boom, boom in the air, that's because whatever is flying in the air breaks that sound barrier and it causes a boom. Interesting. Interesting thought. You know, science. What is it? Science. Yeah. But not as fast as light. Oh, no. No, it's not. The light is so much faster. Yeah, I don't know what that is all about there.
What don't you know about?
About
Mr. Know-It-All.
Milk dog thing. I'm blocking you, buddy. You're just a troll. You're just a troll. Get out of here.
Well, and you've been reported to Podbean, that troll, right, Mr. Steelman?
Yeah, you're just a waste of breath and a waste of air. You know, that's what these trolls are. You know, I'm going to get something. Like, these guys aren't nothing but people that can't do it. So they just turn into trolls, you know. You know, you're just a waste of breath. Just get out of here. Waste of breath. Yeah, I missed a troll yesterday. Dina Joe told me one came in during the music show and I missed him. It's like, dang it. How did I miss him? Yeah. You know, it's just irritating, you know. If you ain't got the talent or the gumption to do your own podcast, then just sit down and listen. No one needs to see you. You're just a piece of garbage. We'll take you out. Anyway. Sorry.
Ooh,
I know. Sorry.
He got on your wrong side, didn't he?
Today is not the day because of what's going on. Yeah. You know,
well, he's not aware of it, but
it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if they're aware of it or not. They don't need to be rude and crude and, and stupid. Just get out of here. Go ahead, Eric.
Well, and what that troll did was basically exploited another podcast friend's misfortune. And one rule we have here at the Old Men's Podcast with Dina Joe and Eric is we're all about treating each other with respect and dignity.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, it's just all we want. We just want you to come. Everybody's welcome to come into our chat room. We just want you to respect everybody else that's in the chat room. You know, if you don't like them, fine. That's fine. They might not like you, but keep it respectful in the chat room or I'm kicking you out. You know, it's just how it is. You know, we just want everybody to get along. You know, I get along with people I don't agree with on their, all kinds of political stances, whatever. I get along with them. They're still my friends. And the people I don't like, I just don't associate with. I just bid them a good day and move on. But, you know, I'm not, it's not like I'm rude to them or anything. You know, I still talk to them and that kind of stuff, you know.
You're right about that.
Yeah. Halloween. So I got grounded from a Halloween store? What? Oh, I love Grammy. Oh, you worked at a Halloween store 1 year, didn't you?
Yes, yeah. I did. No, it was 2 years, and I had so much fun.
It was fun.
Their sales went up those 2 years.
You're a great salesperson. That's why people love you. And remember when we got married? When we first, well, we were actually, it was before we got married. We used to go to those because you worked for the phone company. What was it called then? Oh, US West. No, what was it called?
Yeah, it was US West Communications.
US then. West Communications then. That company went through so many name changes. It's funny.
Yeah, really.
So we went, we would go, you would volunteer us, and we would go to we would go to county fair, carnivals, and that kind of stuff, and work booths, you know. Hi, Patty. We would work the booths, you know, to sell or to pass out Poppy, stuff.
Guess
what? I'll tell you what, we had more fun. We had a lot of fun doing that.
Oh, yeah. It was fun. I especially liked it when I got into the witch's booth. I got to do the cackles for the witch.
I remember that. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It was fun.
Yeah. It was fun watching people go into that Halloween store, you know, trying to pick out costumes and all this and that, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I used to like to mess with the kids because I'd go in there, you know, waiting for you to get off work. And I'd go in there and I'd be walking around. Some little kid, you know, be trying on a mask. And he'd turn around and look at me and I'd go, ooh! You know, yeah. It really scared me bad, you know.
Oh, yeah. That's
hi, PBGs.
Yeah, we've done quite a few little things.
What was that? That was Halloween. What was the name of that store? Halloween.
Oh, is it remember. Halloween party? No.
I don't know.
Hey, remember I can't when remember.
Remember when we went to a haunted castle? No, was it a haunted castle? It wasn't a haunted
yeah,
castle.
We went to Edinburgh and went down in their basement. Edinburgh oh, yeah, Castle? Oh, yeah, my gosh.
And that thing's open year-round. And you go in there, and it's just it's crazy scary. But I was talking about that haunted house. We went in
Halloween story.
The haunted house over by the where was it? It was in Portland.
Over Delta Park.
That was so fun to go into. Oh, a corn maze with zombies in it? That'd be awesome.
Oh, that would be scary.
But what was fun about this haunted house is it was big and it was really famous. So, I mean, there was a big crowd going in there. And remember, they told us that are you two? Are you a couple? Yes, we're a couple.
Hi, well, Shonda. Shonda, glad to see
you. And are you a couple?
Hello,
yeah. So they
Shonda?
Paired us. They paired us up with people, remember, to go in there.
Yes.
And so it was fun. Not much shakes me. It shakes my tree in a haunted house. You know, I'm more concerned with being able to walk around and not trip on stuff. So anyway, we're walking around and everybody's getting scared. And so they start walking behind me. They make me the lead guy going into all these rooms. You know, and I come in and people go,
he was a good shield.
Yeah, the monsters, the zombies, and the ghosts would all come at me first. Well, I'd walk in the door and I'd see where they are. And right away, I'd tell them to be quiet. Well, no. Get the people behind me. You know, because they're going, what does it look like? What does it look like in there? I go, it's okay. It's okay. There's not anybody in here. This is okay. And then they walk in and get you guys. That was so much fun. That was so much fun. I like haunted houses.
I like that one, Steptoe. He said,
my beer keeps disappearing and nobody knows anything about it. Yeah.
That's great. Oh, speaking on Halloween, I have a couple of little doodads here. Well, it's not just for candy, but I was going to name a few things and let people let me know when do they remember having it or if they ever had.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Have you ever had Skittles? Have you eaten Skittles?
I'm not a Skittle eater. I don't.
Oh, yeah, like because it's gummy on the inside.
Well, he says he's had them. He doesn't say he liked them.
Well, Do you know too? I wish Over the Rainbow is right.
Sign that says "Taste the Rainbow." Exactly.
Yeah, Taste the Rainbow. What would be interesting is, I wish Man Cave was on, because it was actually created in the UK.
Really?
In 1974. It wasn't introduced to the US until 1979.
Really?
But yeah.
I like I said, I don't care for Skittles. Mm. Oh, yep. I saw this video of Marshawn Lynch. Do you remember the guy that the running back that played for the Seattle Seahawks?
Yes.
Big guy, the beast. Mm-hmm. I saw him on the sideline during a game talking to that Sherman, the guy that used to play in the defense up there. They're talking. And Sherman's asking him about, hey, what are you going to do for Thanksgiving coming up? Hey, we're going to go pass out turkeys. And anyway, but I noticed that Marshawn Lynch had a big old bag of Skittles in his hands, because he loves Skittles.
Hi, Rockin' Al.
He's eating them by the handful while he's talking to this guy. I was going to mention that because he's mentioned Skittles to me last night. And I was going to tell you, I saw that video. He really did like Skittles, man. He was eating them a handful at a time. Spider Welder. There you go. Good to see you, buddy. Hey, welcome everybody to the Old Man's Podcast Show with Dina, Joe, and Eric. We got Grammys on the phone with us.
Yeah.
And we're just having trying to have some fun today and just chit chat. If you're new to the show, hit that follow button. We're here every morning, Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. So thanks for joining us.
Yeah.
Hit the follow button. But anyway, go ahead, Grammy. So we have Skittles.
Okay. Icy's. Do you get the Icy's from, what is it, 7-Eleven or things like that?
The drinks?
Yeah, the icy ice.
I remember when they first came out. When do you remember them?
When did they come out?
Oh, I remember the first icy I probably had to be around 64, 65, I believe.
What flavor did you have?
It was blue.
Oh, okay. Well, you like this.
I don't know the color. I think it was blue.
Well, blue raspberry and cherry were introduced in 1950.
Whoa.
Yep.
They've been around since the 50s?
Since the 50s. Oh, and this is one that'll get everyone. Do you sit around snack on Cheez-Its?
Yeah, the little square.
Little squares. Well, you know.
I love Cheez-Its. Yeah.
They came to be in 1921.
What? Are you kidding me? They've been around that long?
Yes. Yeah. 100 years.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
100 years for Cheez-Its?
Cheez-Its, yes.
I love Cheez-Its.
Oh, Steptoe. Steptoe's never heard of Cheez-Its. They're just like little crackers.
Little square crackers or biscuits,
wherever you are. And it's just really cheesy with a little salt on them. They're really good. You'll have to see if you can find them.
Yeah, now they're come good. Out with now they come
cheesy
out
crackers with are good.
Oh, yeah, yes. They do. You're right. With now, Tabasco too. Ones. Yes. Okay. Moving on. Kellogg's.
I still can't get over that. 100 years. Cheez-Its have been around 100 years.
Yeah.
That just blows my mind. Good grief.
Oh, this all is right. One you're like.
Okay.
Kellogg's Frosted Flakes.
Okay.
1950.
Yeah. I remember seeing a thing on Frosted Flakes. That is one of my favorite cereals right there.
I love what Tony the Tiger always says. They're great.
Yeah, they're great.
Yes, they're great. Yes.
You know what I like doing with my Frosted Flakes, Eric? I like taking them and mixing them with mini wheats.
Nice.
The sugary coated mini wheats. I like mixing those all together. Makes a great cereal.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it became Shack Attack. Jay Baby. She asked what happened when Tony the Tiger passed.
Oh, that's right. They got that commercial with Shaq in it.
Oh, she said they placed him in a grave. Okay. All right. All right. Okay, moving on. Moving on.
J-Baby, that joke, it was great.
Oh, hello, Dos.
Oh, okay. Dos.
What about Reese's Peanut Butter Cups?
Man.
Honey, you should remember this. We watched those shows.
I can't. I know we did. I went through that whole series that the History Channel had, and
hello,
I can't
Dos.
Remember it. I can't remember any of these. Yeah.
Okay. Reese's,
okay, when?
1928.
Reese's Pieces, 1928.
No. Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
Oh, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
1928. Yeah, 1928.
You know, okay. It's and now wait a minute. Now,
welcome to default.
Wasn't that the guy he worked for Hershey?
Hershey, yes.
He worked in Hershey for the Hershey people, and he decided he got mad at him for something, and he went off on his own while he still lived in Hershey, Pennsylvania. I think that's where it is.
Yeah.
And he invented the Reese's peanut cups, right?
Reese's peanut butter cups.
Yeah. Yep. And the Hershey's people, and he was selling them. He was making them and selling them in Hershey. And the Hershey people found out, and they went and they tried them. They liked them. And the long story short, they bought them out. They said, hey, we'll let you make those. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What were the name of those shows? Made in America? No, that wasn't.
Foods. Foods, I don't know. American, I don't know.
But I can't remember either.
I can't remember. The foods that made America. Thanks. I think that's
it.
Right.
Thank you, Dos. That is it.
America. Yeah.
Uh huh.
They made me in more ways than one. Yeah.
okay. Now, have you heard of Oscar Pops?
Oscar Pops.
Oscar Pops are like those little long ices, kind of frozen popsicle sticks, but they're long and individuals. Oscar Pops, yes. They're a strawberry, short cook, and little orphan orange. Huh. But 1996.
Everybody in the chat
hey,
seems to
AF.
Be Otter Pops. Otter Pops.
Yeah.
I don't know. Uh-huh. Is that what it is?
Yeah, it's Otter Pops.
Oh, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, what did you think I said?
I didn't think
Spanky drank them warm.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Hi, AJF Jenkins.
Yes, Oscar.
Oscar. I thought you were saying Oscar Pops. I don't know.
Otter Pops.
Otter Pops, yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, AJFJ. Dean is not with us today due to the fact that Lewis lost his mother last night. So she is off taking care of herself and her family. And we're just sending our love and our thoughts and our prayers to her and her family. And we're going to, we're not sure at this time when she'll be back, but she knows that we all love her and we will truly miss her.
Yeah, and she'll be back when she's ready to come back. That's all.
Yeah.
It is. Anyway.
Okay. So I just wanted to kind of bring him up to speed on that.
Yeah, I understand.
Okay. Baby. Yes, they are.
Otter Pops.
Otter Pops are smaller now, for sure. Okay.
You know, and there's nothing better on a nice hot day. Remember, we went through those really hot days, and we happened to have some popsicles in the freezer. Man, those things just cool you down.
Cool you down. You like those rocket ones.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
What's going on at Taco Bell? What are you guys talking? Taco Bell?
Taco Bell?
What is Taco Bell?
I don't know.
Steptoe wants to know if we have Feast ice cream in the States. I've never seen it.
No, I've not seen that either. Not Feast. Okay.
Okay,
all
go ahead,
right. Next one, Ruffles potato chips.
One of my favorites. I call them vanilla. I call them vanilla chips.
Yeah, you do. 1960. Oh, now, okay. That's not that long ago. That's kind of surprising.
That's 60 years ago. That's not bad.
Yeah. Uh-huh. How about Hubba Bubba bubble tape?
Hubba Bubba bubble tape?
I've heard that.
Oh, Shonda says yuck.
Hubba Bubba
1990.
Oh, really? That's that? I thought that was a lot older than that. Huh. Yep. Interesting.
What about rice?
Says they're hold on a second. Sandra says yuck, and then she says they're so it was so hard it gave me a headache. Yeah, couple of bites of that thing is like a brick. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now wasn't that the one that came? No.
Yeah, it's the one that comes in that little round thing and you pull it out like
that. I remember eating those when I was a kid. It had to be bad.
You remembered the little bubblegum drops, the little pieces, bubblegum pieces, not bubblegum tape. Oh, well, you know.
Well, you're saying bubblegum tape.
Hubba Bubba Bubble Tape.
Tape.
T-A-P-E-O, man.
Okay. You're not talking about the little things that used to come wrapped in the comic. The little
paper
thing.
No.
That's what Sonda and I are talking
about. That was Bazooka.
Bazooka. Oh, that was Bazooka bubblegum. Yeah. That was
my
Bazooka.
Goodness.
And the comic strip had Bazooka Joe in it.
Yes.
Yeah, I remember that.
Good.
Oh, okay, we're all right.
Well, you know that Hubba Bubba bubble.
Like, looks ahead. Like a tape measure.
Yes.
Did it
yes.
look like a tape measure?
Oh. Yeah. Uh huh. And going on, boy, you children. I just
thanks,
don't
Sonda.
Know.
Sonda,
I
understand. Yeah.
Okay.
She says she loved the comics, hated the gum.
Yeah, I saw that.
My brothers and sisters would put so much of that Bazooka gum in their mouth and try to blow the real big giant bubbles, you know? I mean, it's like they have so much gum in their mouth. It's like, how are you chewing that thing? And they pulled it out, and it's like the size of almost like a baseball. It's so huge.
Yeah.
And then they'd go and blow those big old bubbles. My sisters were really pretty good at blowing those bubbles out of that. And once she she'd blow it, and then we'd pop it. We'd pop it, and that gum would go all over her face.
Man. Yeah.
That was funny.
Oh.
That's what brothers are for.
Shonda says Hubba Bubba, the little ones were, the little pieces were, came around in 1979.
Huh.
That's probably right. Yep. So anyway, that's good to know too.
Yeah.
Rice Krispie Treats.
Oh, love me some Rice Krispie Treats.
Oh, those are good.
Yeah.
They are good, aren't they, Eric? Yeah.
Yeah, CM Perry, welcome.
Okay.
I've tried chocolate and strawberry varieties besides just the original, but I have a friend who likes to make it home from scratch versus buying it at the store.
I worked with, one of my friends from one of my jobs back in the 90s, Christina. I remember when she was a young, you know, she worked for us and she was, you know, she like out of high school, Christina was. And so she was saying, we were making fun of her, you know, hey, can you cook, Christina? Can you cook? She goes, well, I could make Rice Krispie Treats. And we challenged her and she would make and bring us all Rice Krispie Treats. They were some of the best things, man. We go, yeah, you know what? You can make Rice Krispie Treats.
Oh, Mr. A says Fruity Pebbles Krispie Treats.
Mm.
Oh, that
now,
sounds
one
good.
He's never made. I don't.
Sounds interesting. Made. I've seen them.
Never made.
Oh yeah. Oh.
I don't think you've ever made Rice Krispie Treats here, have you, Grammy? I don't think so. That's marshmallows. Oh, excuse me.
Not during your stay.
Not during my stay.
I used to make them with Roselle.
The hi, El Gato. Good to see you, buddy.
El Gato.
That was prior, old man.
El Gato.
Okay. All right. Now, everything is better on a Ritz, right? Oh, yeah.
Those buttery crackers.
Mm-hmm. Yes. 1934.
Are you kidding me? They're that old?
Yeah.
Did they talk about that in that show? I don't remember them mentioning.
I'm not sure. I'm trying to think.
Like that. Is Doss still with us? You remember seeing that? I don't remember seeing that in that show, Crackers. But I love
you. Hey, wait, excuse me. Tuttle, hold yourself.
No, him and Gato are friends.
Yeah, but still.
I know. He knows. He's keeping it. He's trying to keep it. Yeah.
Okay.
It's funner. Let's see. He says, mother funner. Don't get excited. Tuttle. Yeah, you got to be careful, Tuttles. Grammy's in the house. Sorry, buddy.
Yeah. Okay. I'm here. Okay. It's about time that Grammy stepped in here.
We got some guys. They don't know the rules of that. They know the rules, and they try to see how close they can come to the line, and they're okay. They're okay, but I gotta warn you guys, Grammy's in the house.
And
good thing she doesn't have control of the hi, night out. Hey, everybody, welcome to the Old Man's Podcast Show with Dina, Joe, and Eric. We got Grammy on the line. She's filling in for Dina Joe today. And if you're new to the show, hit that follow button. We'd like to see you become a follower of the show. And we're here every morning, Monday through Friday, 7 a.m., just trying to have a good day, get a good start to our day, laughing and giggling, having some fun, and get out there and face life. Because life is out there waiting to bop you in the ears, man. And you got to go out there in a good attitude and a good heart to see what's going on. So, hey, thanks, everybody, for joining in and tuning in. We really appreciate you. Just like children seeing what they can get away with without actually cussing. Yeah, exactly, JJ.
Yes, that's it.
But see, nobody's ever really experienced Grammy on as long as she's been on like today, you know. So
yeah. Yeah.
Hold on to your butts, people. I should have had a meeting with Grammy. Yeah,
Elgato.
He's laughing because he knows. That's why he's laughing. Elgato knows. He's felt the wrath of Grammy before. I remember one time Elgato was having a show or something, remember?
Oh yes.
And he was going live and you said, "Hey, I'm going to go into homeboy's show."
Hello, Lady
Mimi. I go, "No, don't do it. No, I'm going into homeboy's show." And he went and she Grammy went into the homeboy's show. And I mean, it was like, "Oh, wait, Grammy's here." Everybody
yeah, he did. Oh no.
Everybody stopped cussing, and they just like you walk into the room and you catch the kids, you know. And it was so funny. And I was there and I told her, I says, "Okay, you need to get out of there so they can have their show and have their fun." And she goes, "All right, I'm leaving." And I remember you told homeboy, you said, "Okay, homeboy, I'm leaving, but I'm watching you. Homeboy said,
"Well, bye-bye, Dr. Love." Okay. All righty.
Homeboy's he's a great sport.
He is. Well, everyone is. And
we have a great group.
Hello,
Ralph.
We
have a great group of followers. Yeah, you guys are all fun.
And I love it. Okay, now moving on.
Okay, go ahead, please.
Almond Joys. I know you've had Mounds, but Almond Joys are the ones that have the one piece of one almond on top.
Now, I've been eating Almond Joys since I was in school, and I remember when Almond Joys were really full of almonds, and they were great, you know. And
yes, they had two on each of those.
They deteriorate through the years.
Yeah. Yes, they did.
But you know what's funny is I love Almond Joys. I loved them, but I couldn't stand Mounds. And all it was is one had an almond and one
did not. Yeah. Yes. Well, 1946.
46. Good
1946.
Yeah.
Okay. And Craisins. Do you people create crayons? Yeah. Craisins.
Cranberries turned into
cranberries
raisins.
Dried into,
yeah. I've heard those and never really eat them.
Craisins, Eric, I'm telling you what, man, craisins are great.
They're good on salads and cookies.
Total. Sometimes you feel like a nut. Sometimes you don't. Almond joys has nuts. Mounds don't. You know what? The craisins. Some people say they don't like raisins, but they'll love craisins for some unknown reason. I don't know. But one's made from a grape and one's made from cranberries.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love craisins. Craisins are good.
They became popular in 1990.
Welcome, Ken.
Yeah, that's not that old.
Okay. I got one for you, old man. Okay. Oh, for everyone. And we all know this goes great with a cup of milk. Oreos.
Oh, yeah.
America's favorite cookies. Some
Oreos. That is my favorite cookie of all time, Oreos. I can sit down and go through it. And Grammy don't buy them. She don't buy them that often here. And the reason she don't is because once I open them, I can sit there and eat the whole thing. Like, they'll be gone. I love Oreos.
He'll eat a whole roll.
You gotta keep them away from me. She's gotten smart. She buys them now in the little pre-wrap things.
So there's like four or six in a little package.
Four or six in a package. I'm limited to a package. So when were they started?
1912.
Are you kidding me? 1912?
Now this, I forgot where I got this list, but I think it was on.
Hi, Tony M.
Oh, I know. It was, when I log in to.
Sorry, Tony, we're not taking any calls.
Get on the. When I log in to get
online. Oh, wait, Tony, I'm sorry. Hey, is that Tony Montana? Tony Montana, is that you?
Let's see. It is.
All right. Oh, okay. I gotta take that call. Sorry.
All right.
Hey, Tony, no time.
Hey, I just called in, man, because I heard my mom was on the phone, man. Hey, mama.
Mama, yeah.
I'm going to make you so proud, mama.
El Niño.
Jokes, your son been a real good boy, mama. I made a lot of money, mama. And I rise into the top, man. You're going to be proud of me. When I go visit you, can you make me a cherry pie? Can you make me a cherry pie, man? Please?
Oh, El Nino, yes, si, El Nino.
Okay, mama. Hey, mama, I got a big chunk of money for you, mama. Put it away, man, and give it to Gina, man.
Si.
You guys know the movie or not?
Oh, my. You guys rehearsed this or something?
I visit my mom, man, and I was so respectful to her. I call her, hey, mama, you're going to be proud of me. Look what your boy has done today, man. Okay? Anyways, how's everybody doing, man?
Doing good.
Eric, what? Does a cat got your tongue, Eric? You don't talk anymore, man. What's up with that, man?
Well, hey, I got some food, man, in my mouth.
You're too quiet, man. It's like a gato got your tongue, man. A gato is cat in Spanish, man.
What? Si. Me el niño.
Oh, that's right, mama. You're gonna be real proud, man.
El niño.
I don't care nobody for this money, man. I tell you right now, I don't care nobody. I'm a political consultant, man. That's right. I help. I don't want to take over your show. I gotta go to work, man. Hey, Chuchi, get the yayo, man. Get the yayo. Hey, man, I gotta go. Hey, we're in the car, man. We gotta go. Listen. That's right, man. That's from my soundtrack, man. Okay. Hey, Chuchi. Hey, money. Money, get the gun. Money, get the gun. Money, get the gun. I mean water gun. I mean water gun, mama. We're playing water pistols right now, mama. Okay, we gotta go. My. Chuchi,
perhaps we should be the hang-up trick on them, right, old man?
I'm hanging up on you, Tony. You're out of here, buddy.
Okay, man. I gotta go.
I thought you were gonna say,
adios,
I gotta make that mail here, a mail there, man. I gotta take care of some business, man.
You're out of here.
Oh, no, don't do it, man.
Hey. Adios, El Nino.
You're out of here.
Adios, El Nino.
Oh, yeah. He's tons of fun.
Tony, my
God. That was needed.
It's almost like you guys had got together and rehearsed that. My Lord. You guys are
cracking
me up.
Okay.
Tony Montana. Homeboy 88. What a great guy. Him and Grammy. The guy. <I'm sorry. laughs> Yeah, you're going to have
to. Yeah, you have to fly.
Speaking of which, you can download our show on Podbean or Spotify, and we've got some other avenues here that you can find us on. Here, let me pull them up. One is Deezer. I've never heard of them before. Deezer. Hold on, it's opening up. You can download us. You can find us on Stitcher. Stitcher, www.stitcher.com, Deezer Podcasters, www.deezer.com, and Podcast Addict. You can find us on Podcast Addict. Dina Jo, she's going to be away for a while. Lewis lost his mom last night. Yeah, she passed away. And so our prayers and our thoughts are out to them. She's going to be taking care of personal family business for a while. And so we just ask that everybody keep her in her prayers. Keep her in your prayers and positive thoughts.
Yes.
Yeah. I talked to them a little bit this morning before the show, and they're doing as well as they can be because of the tragic passing of Lewis's mom. So that's where she's at.
Awesome, yeah.
But she's with us in spirit.
Oh, yes. And she'll probably be downloading this show later. But so.
Anyway, so what else is on that list there, Grammy? What you got
going?
Oh,
okay.
I got to go grab some coffee while you're doing this.
Oh, okay. How about, now this only happens around March. It's the Shamrock Milkshake from McDonald's. Has anyone tried that?
I have, but that's been like a few years.
Okay. It came to be in 1970, and it's only available in the U.S., so sorry for those who aren't here, but it's been doing, they've had this Shamrock Shake out for 50 years now. That is crazy.
Hey, what are you doing in here?
Leave me alone. Get away from my door. I'm going to have to get a sign that says, do not enter, old man. You have that on the air sign. So I'm going to get me one. But anyway, okay. Moving on.
Walk by her little office.
Okay. Those who go grocery shopping, I'll put it that way, have you seen, or it could be those that are on the receiving end, Uncrustables? Do you know what
those
are?
Oh, I've tried those. Those are good.
What are they?
They're like peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. You find them in the frozen food section, like where you find the Pillsbury Toaster Strudel and other, you know, frozen snacks.
Oh yeah, and they take the crust off. Well, that started in 1998.
Pre-made peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
They're frozen though. They're frozen.
Anything like that?
Oh, Sounds like Grammy's going to have to buy you
some. No, don't.
And I think that's really designed for, you know, kids who like peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, but are real picky eaters because they don't like to eat the crust on the bread.
Yeah, yes. And the reason I tell you not to buy them, don't waste your money buying them, because if I'm going to have a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, you've got to make it, because you make the world's best peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Only by your standards.
I can stand there and make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich just as the same time Grammy's making one.
Flying ham, and hers tastes
so much better than mine. I don't know what it is. Yeah. Starve them for a few days, they'll eat anything. Yeah.
Nida mentions preservatives.
Yeah.
It says, J Baby says they're frozen, so parents throw them in the lunch bags and they're defrosted by the time they get home. Yeah, it kind of makes sense. Oh,
that's good.
But, yeah, lunchtime, yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but like Nadia says, all the preservatives in their stuff. Ugh.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay. Now, anyone who's gone to college or, well, not necessarily college, but just, you know, on that beginning road, just getting started in life and like that, cup of noodles.
Oh, yeah. That's like a cup of noodles. That's like having
ramen noodles.
Ramen noodles. Yeah. Oh, that's good stuff. Yeah.
Except it comes in its own little container and all you have to do is add hot water.
Yep.
1971.
Really? I thought it was on before that. I thought they were around before that. Interesting.
Not cup. You're thinking of the ramen noodles.
Yeah, pot noodles. Yeah, they were called pot noodles in England. That's exactly what they were called.
Ah, yes, yes. Uh-huh.
They call them cup of noodles here or something like that. What did they call them here?
Yeah, cup of noodles. Yeah. Uh-huh.
You know, they did make for a quick lunch. I mean, you know, I used to take them. You'd buy them, and I'd take them to work with me. And, you know, you just fill them with hot water and let them sit. Hey, DeGray.
Hello, DeGray.
You let them sit for, you know, 15,
3 to 5 minutes. Minutes. Yeah.
They're munching out. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, okay. Hey, before I go, before we go on, I'm going to say, if you're on TikTok or Instagram, you need to follow DeGray, DeGray Area, follow his thing. He's got some great rants of the day that he puts out. They're just good. They're informative, and just some good stuff to get you thinking. So check out DeGray on TikTok and Instagram.
Okay, this is my last one. Pop-Tarts.
You know, I love me some Pop-Tarts.
I like the Toaster Strudel Pop-Tarts better than the Pop-Tarts that are kind of like
Kellogg's.
Like the dry kind.
Yeah.
That you would get on the cereal aisle.
Oh. What kind did you get? The strudels? That's in the freezer part.
Yes.
Right?
You could put them either in the toaster or you could put them in the oven. I got a blueberry variety. I've tried like a strawberry cheesecake variety before, but I have a friend and a partner of his who didn't like it. But they still ate because they didn't want it to go to waste.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Stepto says he gets the chocolate ones in the UK.
Oh, nice.
I don't think have we seen the chocolate ones here in the
States?
I have. But, you know, they added frost. That was in 1964 when they came up with Pop-Tarts. And they added frosting to it in 1967. And the thing of it is, with them adding that frosting, it makes them extremely sweet. And that's all pretty much that you can find here. Occasionally, I can find the strawberry, but I have to look hard that does not have the frosting on it. But most of them have that frosting that just, ugh.
Yeah, the plain ones, are good. You heat them up, then you crunkle them up, put them in a bowl, and put some vanilla ice cream on top of them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, especially, baby. I loved it when they had the apple ones.
Oh, yeah.
Those were really good.
You know what I really liked? Speaking of apple, I used to like those Hostess apple pies that you could buy.
Oh, you still can't? Well, no. I don't know if Hostess makes them, but you can still find some. It's an off-brand, like Little Debbie's or someone like that. Yeah.
Yeah, or some brand that you probably would not hear of.
Yeah.
Right, right. Yeah. Well, that was the end of my list.
Oh, good job.
Well, thank you all for listening and participating.
Fun. That's a lot of fun.
I'll have to go and do some more research. So I'll be ready for the next time.
Well,
that was a good time. That was good.
Well, I guess to continue to keep the mood livened up, since today is my niece's birthday, yeah, y'all interested in singing happy birthday to her?
Oh, yes.
What's her name?
Morgan.
Morgan. All right.
Yeah, she's 14 today.
All right. Well, happy birthday, Morgan. Here we go.
Happy
this is for you.
Morgan.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Morgan. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, Morgan.
Happy 14.
And I think Ralph's decided to join us.
That's a great year.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have Ralph William on the phone from the Ralph William Podcast. Hey, Ralph.
Hey, does anybody want coffee? Who wants coffee? I just made a fresh pot of coffee. Anybody want coffee?
I would love that.
Who wants coffee?
Sorry.
You couldn't resist, Ralph. We understand.
Thanks, Ralph. That was it, buddy. That was it.
That is great. That is neat. I like that one.
Oh, how you doing, got a lot of... How are you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great, guys. How are you?
Oh, we're doing good. We're doing good.
Doing real good.
Man, I gotta
That's a good
tell
way
you,
to wake you... up in the morning.
That is. Yeah. You know, that makes me want to go find an old cafe someplace where the guy that's working it, you know, he's just some guy, you know, he's kind of gruff and, you know, he's got a 5 o'clock shadow. He's kind of balding, you know, big guy, and he's got his sleeves rolled up. Hey, you want some coffee? Come on.
You just described me.
Welcome back, Colin, crazy lady.
That is some good stuff right there, man. I'm telling you, that cracked me up. And the thing is, Ralph, is the day I heard it, you just let it keep going. You let it keep going. And it was funny. It was absolutely funny. And I got to tell you, it was great, man. It was great.
Yeah, I actually got it from a listener of the
Welcome
show sent it to me. So I was like, "Oh man, I'm gonna use that." Thank you very much for saying that.
Oh yeah, that is so funny. Uh-huh. That is so funny. It just had me rolling.
That is nice. I like it.
And I just wanted to be in that cafe. I wanted to be there, going, "Hey, over here." You know?
Yeah, it's like I envision being, like you say, in an old cafe or something, and somebody just gets up to go refill his cup because he sees that the hostess is busy, and he's pouring it, he's holding it up since he got his first, and then said, "Does anybody want some coffee?"
And that's exactly what it was. A video that was sent to me, and that's exactly what it was. I think it was like maybe one of those, like maybe it was a 7-Eleven or something, I don't know. Yeah. And there was a gentleman that was in there, and he held up like this big kettle, I guess, of just freshly made coffee. And he was like, "Hey, anybody want coffee?
Hey, does anybody want coffee?" So,
that is so funny. That is so funny. And I did. I thought about it. Man, I need to get that.
That is great.
I should try.
Well, I sent it to you in the mail, so whenever you get a chance, it's there. So.
Oh, thanks, buddy. Thanks. Yeah. I will definitely check it out.
Everybody have a blessed morning, and God bless everybody. Take care.
You too, Ralph. Thank you.
Hey, Eric, you know this Milk Dog 2020 best friend, Saucy? Do you know this person?
They haven't commented.
Well, it's because I blocked them. I don't know who you are. I know you're not Milk Dog. And when I see somebody come in with a name of another podcaster and I know it's not them, I usually generally just right away block you because it's usually a troll. But I do see you have 274 followers, and you're following 158. So I'm gonna go ahead and unblock you. Let you know I'm quick at blocking. So if you, I hope you are legitimate. Says best friend saucy. So I don't know. It's saucy.
Well, because we've already had to block that one troll.
Yeah, like, and that's why I was really quick at blocking.
Because they not only stole your picture, but they were exploiting Milk Dog's misfortune. And like I said, we're not going to allow that here.
So anyway, Milk Dog 2020 best friend saucy, I have unblocked you. There you go.
Yeah.
Okay, listen, man, it was great hearing Rob. Oh, I just love that. You all see why I was laughing so hard with that. That guy, just that guy yelling, "Hey, you want coffee? Hey, you want some coffee?" Man, I don't know. I did that voice pretty good right now. I probably could do it, but no, it's just the sound. It's just funny. It's funny. It is so funny. So thanks, Ralph. Thanks. And thanks for giving me
Mr. Ace to use good it.
Too. I'm gonna throw it in there. I'm going to throw it in there every now and then just because it is absolutely hilarious.
Good morning, pod people. Mr. T.
Mr. T in the house. Well, then I know a lot of people would think of Mr. T as the Mr. T, you know, the I pity the fool.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know whether Mr. T gets that a lot.
I don't know. It's funny. Yeah.
I haven't seen Gina today.
No, I haven't.
No, I haven't either.
She's usually right there.
Yeah.
One thing about Mr. T is I don't know why I started doing this. I think probably because I can annoy him. I know the family, but I started calling him T-Bone, and Mr. T, you never did say that you didn't like me doing that. I mean, I hope you don't mind because, you know, if you mind me calling you T-Bone, too bad. I'm calling you T-Bone. Mr. T and Mr. T's dad and we worked together for 12 and a half years at the same place.
Mr. T says, "I'm a butcher, so it works."
I know exactly.
Oh, shoot. Well, Grammy's going to have to go. I have an old phone and it's run out of juice. I did have 100% before I started. But anyway, Grammy is going to go. And just make sure, I just want to say, I love you all. Thank you for entertaining me by enjoying my little tidbits. And I do love all of you for the fact that you're so joyful. And I love the friendships that we have within our podcast. And that is so great. And it's so good to have, because you don't always have that. And we need more and more of it. And the laughter and the camaraderie and the support that we give to each other. And with that, I just want to say, this is it. Love and respect yourself. Others will follow. I love Tony, you.
Tony Montana says, bye, mama.
Adios, mi niño. Love thanks, you all. Grammy. All righty. Bye bye.
Thanks a lot. Yeah, we'll probably hear from Grammy again tomorrow. She'll be coming in and trying to fill the void of Dina Jo not being here while Dina Jo is out taking care of family business. And Grammy, thank you. She had me. There's Grammy. There she goes. Bye, Grammy.
Yes.
I'm a little worried this morning, you know, because I am not a human alarm clock. And I tell her an hour before the show, got an hour. It's 6 o'clock. And she goes, okay. And she falls back to sleep. And I'm going, well, okay. All right. You know, and I'm not going to push her or harass her, you know, and I always tell Grammy, I say, if you want me to wake you, I'll give you a wake up call, but then that's it. If you don't get back up, I'm not going to come in and keep hounding you to get up because I figure you want your sleep. So
yeah,
she was asleep and everything. And I thought, okay, well, she's just going to be asleep. She's sleeping. So I get ready to start the show, and it's like 2 minutes before the show starts, the studio door opens up and she goes, I'm up. I'm getting ready. I'll be in the other room. It's like, wow. Okay.
Her arts and crafts room more than likely are the best.
Yeah, exactly. That's where she's sitting. So she's a trooper. She's a trooper. I wouldn't trade Grammy for anybody else in the world. She's
oh, great. Yeah.
We've been together we've known each other since 1999. Man, 1999. That's a long time. Yeah.
Now that indeed. I mean, and I know besides missing Gina this morning, and we also, I think, missed Asha, but hopefully he might join us tomorrow because I know we would love to have him on.
And he's working, though, so we don't know how busy
he is.
I don't know. Yeah,
but you're right. But I know when he's on, I know you'll be definitely jumping in to see him.
But you know what, Eric? We have had a lot of new names popping in today. Mm-hmm. New names and names from people that we haven't seen for a long time, too. So,
yeah.
You know, I just want to thank everybody for coming in and tuning in, man. It's been a great show. We had almost 29 people in the chat room at one time.
So I think we've peaked at like 25 or 26, or it might have been higher. But the one time we had the biggest peak of all time was when we had 35 in the room at one time.
Yeah, that was awesome. I don't know. We had a hard time even keeping track of everybody in the chat room that day. No, we hit 29 today.
Oh, yeah. But then, of course, we've J-Baby, Jess Duck, Tony, and Mr. T. I know those are friends who have been loyal to this show since the very beginning.
Yeah. There's so many of you guys in there. You guys are just great. Thanks for tuning in. So, Eric, what's your plans for the rest of the day? I mean...
Well, I don't really have too much. I adventured out while the show was on to pick up like breakfast at Hardee's, but I hadn't eaten there in a long time. But I mean, I'm mostly sticking around the house. But I know
Wait a minute. You went out, drove to a Hardee's, and got breakfast while you were on the show.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I keep my phone like on that little magnetic clip while I'm driving.
No, I think it's great.
Hey, I'm no stranger when it comes to taking podcasts on the road.
Uh-huh.
John DeVito does it.
Look at that bastard in the chat room right there. You know, if I could catch you, I'd wring your stinking neck and rip your eyes out of your head. Yeah, he got in and out. See, they know how I am. They get in and out real fast before I can block them. You know, they're real fast and that, so I can't block
them. Hey, if you block them, that's our way of saying bye, Felicia.
Yeah. But see, that's the type of people I'm talking about. Yeah, they're just a bunch of losers. They can't do anything. They can't do anything to be like that crap. You know, so, yeah, stick.
You know,
I love it if they would just be face to face with me and say that crap.
And be themselves, and not being such a sad jerk. Who can't do anything better with their lives.
I'd throw punch them in a heartbeat. Yeah.
Hey, Jim, welcome.
Eyes out of their socket. Yeah, I can't stand those kinds of people. Anyway, yeah, those that can't do become trolls. You know, that's all there is about it, you know.
Tullian, welcome.
Anyway, I'm glad I got that off my chest. Because, see, Dina Jo won't let me get that stuff off my chest. When she said this, she goes, no, we'll just let it slide. And Grammy too. Grammy do the same thing. But it's just us guys, Eric. It's just us guys. And I get a little hot under the collar. So, yeah, rip their head. I'm telling. No, you better not tell Flying Ham. Of course, you know, she'll listen to the show. Yeah. And Grammy will go back and listen to the show too. So, hey, anyway, if you're new to the show, hit that follow button and come on back. We're here Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Every morning. We're here. This is our morning podcast show. And we just have a great time, and life is good. Life is grand. And Eric, I think we're getting close to the time to get out of here. I mean,
yeah, about time to start heading on out of here.
So you got some shows you want to plug?
Well, coming up on Podbean Live, John DeVito should be going live in about 5 minutes if his work schedule hasn't changed, but you could always be on lookout today for Impromptu Comes as Culture. And I guess if Milk Dog feels like doing any shows today, so definitely be on lookout for him and go show him your support. And
yeah.
And I think Mike Tampa Bay in place of the Boundary Show is going to be doing a show today, like on mental health, which that should be a good show. And then Slightly Serious, he's going to be on hiatus tonight, but he'll be back tomorrow night. As tomorrow night, we're going to have a very special guest join us, and I will give more details on that tomorrow. But for those missing Slightly Serious, you can go check out Beans and Weenies. And of course, yeah, tonight in prime time. And then I know Ralph is back tomorrow morning. I know you're back tomorrow morning as always with me and hopefully Grammy and other friends.
Looks like Homeboy's got a podcast coming up. He says,
yeah, sometime today, yes.
Check him out.
Yes. Hey, Vinny, we're wrapping up.
Man, we got a ton of people with podcasts in there in our chat room. Need to check them out. And there's so many.
DeGrayer, he's got a good one.
I can't even name them all. You guys just got so much. Yeah. you're late, Vinny. Vinny, you're late.
He'll come back tomorrow.
You're about an hour and 15 minutes late, buddy. Come on back. Yeah, everybody, thanks for tuning in and joining us. We really appreciate it. I'm not even going to attempt to try to have Dina Jo's final word, because we will wait for Dina Jo to come and she can say her own final words. Have a great day, everybody. Go out and have some fun. It's Tuesday. The week's middle of the week's tomorrow. And man, this week is going by. And you know what? We ain't got much of September left. We ain't got much of September left.
Well,
we're gonna be sliding into October here pretty quick. October, well, Halloween, baby, Halloween.
Oh, right, yeah, right. Halloween. And then, of course, my birthday is less than 3 weeks away, so October 8th, set your calendars. And if we have any more September birthdays that we might have missed or any October birthdays, you know, send them mine in the old man's way, and we'll be sure Dina Jo has them written down.
Yep. We like to sing.
Awesome, Nida.
We like to sing that. Nida's birthday's the same day? Awesome.
October 8th? Oh, awesome.
You're 72? You
don't that 72? Was the year she was born.
I know. I'm just messing with her. Oh, great. Good times. Thanks again, everybody, for tuning in. We just love and appreciate y'all. Music's coming to an end. Eric and I are going to sign off and come back tomorrow.
Love you. God bless you, everybody. See you next time.
Have a great day, everybody. Thanks for coming in. See you tomorrow, man.
Make it a great
one. Gators.